الله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، إخوتي وأخواتي في الله، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Two weeks ago, we commenced the tafsir of the Quran starting from Surah Al-Fatiha. And we thought at Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in this surah that إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. Surely, you alone we worship, and it is your appearance alone we seek. إِيَّاكَ is an Arabic word which is formed from two words, Kaf and Ikhya. The Kaf here has to do with the second source, which means that it is not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is saying Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in, meaning the servants of Allah, the believers, they are those who are offering this statement Iyyaka na'budu وإياك نستعين. Allah سبحانه وتعالى is only saying what the believer should say. So إياك means you alone. This is going to happen. But it is to somebody as a worker, I'm calling you. The difference between Adroka and Iyyaka Adru. When you say Iyyaka Adru, it is you that I'm calling. And what Adroka is, I'm calling you. So there is difference. So that what is known as Al-Hasu, that means restricting something to a particular place, a particular thing. So when I say Iyyaka Adru means it is you alone I'm calling. Adruka means I'm calling. I will be calling other people as well, but I'm calling. It is you alone I'm calling. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the believers to say Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in. It is you alone that we worship, it's an alone that we seek. What is ibadah? Ibadah, who can define ibadah? What is ibadah?
Now,
an ibadah, according to the definition, even the Sheikh Islamic Ibn Taymiyyah, is teaching generally it's a comprehensive work that encompasses Kutuna Yashinkumullah wherever. Anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves and pleases with. Anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves and he pleases with. In an a'mal wa taqwa. Deeds and action. Action of beliefs. Wa taqwa. Statements of the tongue. Of course, you are the one that is manifest. One Ba'akina and one Quds that is in it, which includes what? Ya'akila. Ya'akila is part of what? The Ibadah. When you say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allah Akbar, this is a sentence. This is what? Ibadah. A Yazab Salah, the Fayyid of Zakat, the Fawb Hajj, what's the word? Ibadah. Because all these things, they are loved by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So they are ibadah. Why are they ibadah? Because they are things loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, irrespective of whether they are statements or actions. So this was a very comprehensive definition of ibadah. And then we say, okay, what about zina? What about sex? What about gambling? All these are not inclusive. Are they inclusive or not? They are not inclusive. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love all these things. Allah is not what you said. Does that mean that we're going away from them? It's not part of Ibadah. It's going away from this is part of Ibadah. Why? According to the definition of Ibn Taymiyyah, that Ibadah is whatever Allah loves and Allah is giving. Be it a statement of an action. Now, when you learn from Dina, says, for Jimmy and things like that, all these are answered about the text. That means there is no problem about Ibadah. Is that correct? There is no problem about Ibadah? How? How is this from the Ibadah?
What
Allah is against? Allah is against it, you know. But now, how can we conspire this with the vision of the Ibadah? That Ibadah is teaching Jamil, the Nayyid Bohullah, who is a comprehensive word for everything that Allah loves and Allah is speaking, be it a statement or an action. Allah doesn't love Dina, he doesn't love sex, doesn't love riba, doesn't love all that. According to the definition of Ibn Taymiyyah, you going away from problems, going away from these things, fall under Ibadah? Yes. How?
Because Allah loves you.
Okay.
By knowing what he loves,
Yes, I understand your argument. What you say is also clear. For those wanting is just required, and that is what, okay.
What do you think are then that two human beings in the law were absorbed? That means whatever that was allowed, half of what the law is absorbed.
Have you done it have law for that? Yes. That means Allah does not love fornicating, does not love what? So, but he loves what? He loves going away from sex. He loves going away from what? From sex. But doesn't he love that? He loves going away from sex. He loves going away from gambling. from politicking, laws, which to you from all of you. He loves the avoidance of all vices. He loves the abundance. And he hates what he hates, the committing of what all of you. So we see what in my interpretation, given that it will take us from God to Allah, that Ibadah is Hulbu, La Yuhibbu, Hulbu, Wa Yerbu, Min Al Ahmal, Apoy Hulbu, Wa Al-Nafiyah. So he loves going away from all these acts. So which means the outward Ibadah. So when we say Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in, it is you alone that we worship. That is we worship. The word Ibadah is from the verb Abada. Or we say the verb Abada is from the word Ibadah. Abada is worship. To level something, to make something smooth. So when you level yourself, make yourself not smooth before Allah, that is what you humiliate yourself. How better you humiliate yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That way it's called what? Ibadah. And Ibadah is at the very moon that what? Humiliating oneself, mahabbatan. Because of what? Because of love that you have for the one that you are humiliating yourself for. This is what? Ibadah. When you humiliate yourself for somebody, but you do not love that person. You do not love the person. That is what? Faith Ibadah. The one who is observing scholar, aids, paying zakah, is doing hajj, is going away from dinner again. But he's going away from this thing, not because he humiliates himself for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but because he doesn't want to be punished. He knows that if he doesn't what, if he doesn't pray, who will come and what, then he punishes, then he's living in Islamic society. He doesn't want him to watch, he doesn't want maybe the authority to come and get him from him. So let me go and pray to that folks. I will not be disturbed. So this is not Ibadah for Allah. This is not going to be bad for Allah. This is because it's not me, my heart pattern. Not because of what? Love. So when he does all these things, he's humiliating himself. That is, we don't look at what? So what? This is not humiliation of oneself. But this humiliation of oneself is this as a result of the love that you have, that you are making yourself for. If yes, then that is Ibadah. If no, that is not the Ibadah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about. So you observing Salah, fasting and the like, this is not the issue. When you do these things for the sake of the Lord of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a true Ibadah. So when you say Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in, this means that what? We are establishing that nobody deserves that we humiliate ourselves before him, which love except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is because we are limiting our humiliation of ourselves. We are limiting it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why it is not permissible to do ibadah of any other things apart from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he should not worship other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرَ فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُعَذَّبِينَ. Do not call other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you do, you'll be among the punished ones. You'll be among the punished ones. So dua, when you call on somebody in for a thing that he cannot do, this is what humiliating yourself before that person. and it is not what? It is not the one that deserves that humiliation. It is only Allah that deserves the humiliation. This is what is bad. How is it? Said what the ayah? Taftakun, Christian. So, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doing that deserves this act of worship? Nobody. And that's why what we say, Iyaka na'abudu wa Iyaka nasta'in. It's something that we should work towards implementing. We should work towards actualizing it. Not that what is done is something that we repeat 17 times in our composing salah. No talk of what our nawafi. When you observe salah to full, you say Iyaka na'abudu wa Iyaka nasta'in. How many times? 4 times. May Allah Salah to ask me, Iyaka na'abudu wa Iyaka nasta'in, 4 times, making faith. Salah to imagine, Iyaka na'abudu wa Iyaka nasta'in, 3 times, making 11. Iyaka na'abudu wa Iyaka nasta'in, Salah to Isha, 4 times, making how many? 15. 2 for Sukh. They have to join the power to this thing, the same thing, Iyaka na'abudu wa Iyaka nasta'in. And in actual sense, the person is God, he is doing a bad and unfollowed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hadi da'wa ariya. This is compounded claim. You claim Iyyaka na'budu, it is only you we worship. And one is calling on brother Allah, they be worship. Iyyaka na'budu, wa Iyyaka nasta'in, and one is God slaughtering for brother Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين وان إثبتين قول قول الله سبحانه وتعالى. So this claim is what is the fact that what at least a Muslim who is observing Salah repeats these 17 times in a day. No talk of what the issue of God's behind. And that's why we have to look at what we say. When we say what إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين, we should go towards sticking to things that are watch that are quiet by these things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in. So no things that fall on that by the way you ask what are things that constitute ibadah. Simply put, كُلُّ مَا يُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَيَرْضَاهُ مِنَ الْأَقْوَالِ وَالْأَعْمَالِ الصَّالِحَةِ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. This is what? This is ibadah. And all this should be directed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mahabbatan wa shawqan. Because of the love that was in the heart of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the first one is what? One is eager to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All this is clear. Now what is the difference between ibadah and isti'an? Allah says, Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in. قال في الثالث this is what ذكر الخاف بعد الأمر ذكر الخاف بعد الأمر mentioning a particular after watch after a general عبادة comprises of watch استعانة استغاثة استعادة رجاء and so on and so forth توكل only a watch things that constitute عبادة. Because all these are things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. But what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa iyyaka nasta'in? So as I said, this is what the dhikr khas ba'd al-am. Mentioning one thing, a specific thing after which, after one has mentioned in general. So that one when you want to do isti'ana. So isti'ana should be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. He said, Ya Ghulam, inni u'allimuka kalimatin. O young boy, I will teach you some words. And he said, what? Ihfadillah, yahfadillah. Ihfadillah, yajibu, ijab. So the essence of what? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when you are speaking, what? F. You're seeking PR, you're being PR, you're seeking out, looking for help. First help is Allah. Seek help with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't talk about al-isti'ana wa tutas of isti'ana. Al-isti'ana allati la tajuz illa billah. The help that it is not permissible to seek is except from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seeking it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shirk. This is the isti'ana that we are talking about here. Not the isti'ana that is what? That he permitted you. Take for instance, if I say, my brother, please, get me that thing. Huh? Get me that thing. Absorb what? Absorb the assistance. Is this assistance haram? No. This is not what Allah is talking about here. This is permission. Because this is what al-isti'ana bil makhluq fima yaqdiru alayhi al-makhluq. Seeking the assistance of a creation of Allah in what that creation is capable of. This is permission. So, Islam encourages us not to watch, not to overuse this. It is permissible, but Islam encourages us what? Not to overuse. And that's why some of the companions of the Muslims will prefer these things for themselves. Other than what? Seeking assistance of the noble, assisting things, assisting people. They want to do it. Because the more you are somebody, the more you reduce yourself before that person. Huh? But it's permissible, generally, that's why it is permissible. But if the honor that Allah is talking about here, is al-isti'ana allati la tajuz illa bil khalq. The isti'ana that is not permissible except with the creator of the system. So iyyaka na'budu, you only be worship, wa iyyaka nasta'in, and your assistance, it is only your assistance that wants to seek a thing in area that human beings or the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was capable. It's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was capable. It's the exclusive right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who can give us an example of this? If you are looking for a child, okay? Now, so in the particular internet, okay? You are. Where somebody is what? The soul, okay? Now, somebody, one of somebody has mentioned what is looking for a child. And not saying, oh, so I'm going to be good to a shirk, oh, shirk, give me a child. This is what isti'an. But this is what isti'an, al-isti'an, bil-makhluq, bima la yaqdiru alayk. Al-makhluq. So this is what shirk billah. So somebody is saying, maybe the person loses a child, for instance. The child is dead. And it goes to maybe a particular shape, a shape that was, maybe the shape should was bring the child back to life. Or somebody uses a parent, a father, a mother, and wants a particular person to watch to bring that person back to life. They cannot do that. Or somebody says, what? I have a problem, so I want you to watch. It takes away my problem because you have it having what some score on the life. And the person that is speaking has no ability to do this. It's one of the shirk. But okay, I need 20,000 naira, I want you to assist me. This is what permission, that is something that works a great change is happening. Though this type of thing has changed, the scholars would say we should not use it too much. So that we have to tell us it's an angry. Because the more you are requesting from people, the more you are believing yourself in problem. And that's why when you trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will subdue people for you. Those who will be given you without even what? Asking for them. Those who will be ready to assist you. But when you believe that whenever you have a problem, you just be going to them and say, I need your assistance, I need your assistance. If you go today, tomorrow, next tomorrow, the next thing is not easy. So the important to say what? Tell it because that I'm not around. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more you do ista'ana with him, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you. The more Allah loves you. This is what ista'ana with Allah ta'ala. Then we have what al-istighatha. When we say al-istighatha, this is what seeking the help of people as well. Or seeking help as well. Who can tell us the difference between istighatha and isti'ana? What is the difference? What is the difference between istighatha and isti'ana? In terms of wording, both of them are different. That's the difference. But they have the same meaning. Okay? No, I'm talking generally now. Isti'ana and istighatha. What is the difference between isti'ana and istighatha? Generally speaking. The same thing? The difference. We're in fear. Take for instance, maybe somebody, maybe there is a motor accident, for instance, now, a car is moving this way and running. So one has people now shout for air. Now you shout for what? Shout for, this is what? It's enough. So this, when it includes what? Fear. It's the honor, we don't necessarily include what? Fear. But it's the honor that what? Fear. So this is what the difference. Now, if every istighatha haram, all istighatha that is haram is the istighatha that has to do with what Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a situation where it is only Allah that is capable of that. It is every istighatha that is haram, not every istighatha. So when we talk about the istighatha that is haram, it is istighatha, we tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the place that it is what? It is Allah alone that we should call. Someone who is what? Who is the problem? Maybe like the motor accident at the state and he said, Mamario, maybe the father is what? Dead. And he's not calling on the father, the dead father, to what? To come and assist him out of what? This calamity. This is what al-istighatha bighayri Allah fi ma la yajuzu illa al-istighatha billah. So this person has got associated partner with Allah. He has used what right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No difference. So that the person call on his dead father or his dead mother or call on his Prophet Muhammad or call on Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam or call on what an angel, there is no difference. This is what al-istighatha fil muharrama, a forbidden istighatha. But istighatha that is what? That is permissible. Somebody is attacked by a robber. And he said, this is what permissible. Because they can come out and watch. This is what permissible. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, الذي من شيعته على الذي من عدوه. Talking about the Prophet Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام, who and the member of the one of these people was seeking his assistance, his help on somebody who was trying to kill him. Pastor Lazar Levy, being Shiati, one of his people, thought it was his help, cried for his help, Allah said he being Adam with him, to assist him against one that was, that is enemy. And so, but Musa came to his stage. Wakanda wa Musa, Musa hit him with what? With his star. Wakanda wa Ali. And killed the man. This is what? Somebody saw a snake and said, help, help, help. This is what? It's the last of the Mishra. This is what? A Muslim. But one that is what? Haram. It's like somebody seeking the assistance of what? The dead body. Beautiful soul. To save him from what? In a calamity, in a situation. Maybe an accident or something, and so on and so forth. So this is what is common. Somebody will go to the grave for his time and he say, Sheikh Jilani. Oh, Sheikh Jilani. Are you rather than give me charge? Huh? This is what? It's haram. But one who goes to Oshun Oshubo, for instance, asking for similar things. There is no difference. I'll put you shirk. What are the person declared that the person he goes to is the grave of the Prophet Muhammad or he goes to Oshun Oshubo? It's the same thing. Both of them are what? Shirk with love. Because in a situation like this, only Allah that wants you what? Take his end. How this is played. So we differentiate. Then we talk about Umu Raja having hope. There are two types of hope. One is what haram, except if what you put it in Allah. The other is what permissible. Maybe somebody promises you to give you 10,000 naira, you have one kind of hope, what? But if the hope that you have in that person is like what? The hope that you have in Allah, you have committed shirk. Maybe somebody is your sponsor. And one who has been sponsoring the person is not late. You not started thinking who is one to be sponsoring you now. Nobody, I'm destroyed, I'm finished. This hope that you are putting in this person should be put in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you don't see that person as just a father. The hope that you have in that person should not be more than what? Father. So if you don't do it, know that what there are millions of people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can use as well as bad for that thing. So you put your hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same thing is what is our code, reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we do types of what reliance. Reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reliance what on Allah. Reliance on Allah is in the area that we should only rely on Allah. Obviously. So all this should be understood when we're talking about istihada or istighatha or isti'an. So I'll talk about isti'adah, the same thing. What is the meaning of isti'adah? Isti'adah to seek what? Refuge, protection. So I'll allow isti'adah to seek what? Refuge. Now, for instance, in what happened in America, Connecticut, when somebody went into a primary school and what? Started shooting. The teacher was saying that what? She took the cookies, she took some of them to what? With a blade and kept them in that place. What she has done is what? It's ta'ada. It's ta'ada, deserving that she can. She sought what? She sought the refuge from that place. Is that permissible? Yes, permission. But in a place that is only Allah's refuge that will be sought, seeking the refuge of Allah is what? A shirk in Islam. How is this place? Can it be declared? And that's why the Prophet of Allah said, the time will come, Salman Wajada Malada, whoever finds a place that by the end of the day, he should what? he should seek protection in that place. So we talk about what the Ijtihada, there are two types of Ijtihada. The Ijtihada that is permissive rule with other than Allah, and one that exalts exclusive right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How is this way? So if you are told that God is the maybe that is God, there are genes, or one is afraid that there are genes around, or one is afraid of people are natural, oh, let me seek protection of what? The evil eyes. Seek their what? Seek their protection. Not seek protection from. How do you declare? So now using. Meaning what? Using them. As to do what? Will call on them. So this is what? Ta'ala Muharram. وأنه كان رجال يعرضون رجال من الإنس يعرضون لرجال من الجن فزادوهم رأفة. So this is what Haram. Those jinn of this place, I seek protection from you. That is, I want you to protect me. Yeah, the jinn, you can't find them. Taking their protection in a situation like this, it is the protection of Allah that should work. To resort. Ta'udhu billah. You watch, you will seek protection with Allah in a shaitan or jinn. Obviously, so we should understand this. So that the ita'ada, the ita'ana, the ita'asa that are talk about, that we should not give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one that works the exclusive right of Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if one shares this with other Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one has committed shirk. Now going back to that, we are saying what? Iyyaka na'budu. It is only you we worship. Wa iyyaka nasta'in. And it's only you we seek. He was a Christian. He said what? The Muslim observe daily prayer. Five daily prayer says this. How many times you need it? 72 times. Yet, after saying this, you see somebody still going to watch, still going to participate in watch, in Google, whatever, still going to participate in radio. After saying this, you see the person still watch, participating in laws that are what, other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we swear that what you abide by watch, the law that is watch, that is foolproof. After saying watch, إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. This is like a pledge. One is pledging that I will not worship anybody except you. And what? When you rule whom or in other than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what? Attribute. And one is what justifying it. This is what? Shirk billah is kufr billah. I'm not going to have to be very, very careful when we deal with things like this. So of course, we will not modify our pledge. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim. Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim. The reason for our isti'ana is that what? We want to ask for the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Guide us to the what? To the right path. The word ihdina is from what? Hadayah, to guide. There are two types of words, hidayah. There is hidayah to jalala and there is hidayah to tawfiq. Hidayah to jalala was bayan, the guidance of telling somebody this is the right thing, this is the wrong thing. This is hidayah. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left us without telling all things that we do, you have to get what is pleasure. Nobody could watch, could litigate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody. Because we are what? His creature. We are what? His creation. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should not be that way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala khalaqam fatawwa'am. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one that what? سب اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق والذي قدر فهدى. الله سبحانه وتعالى في البداية it gives also a path to follow. If you want to get my pleasure, my Jannah, this is the path. If you want to incur my wrath, this is the path. So this was one desire. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also used this for the Messenger of Allah. He said, وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَىٰ صِرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. He said, certainly, O Muhammad, you are guiding people towards to the right path. What type of guidance is Allah referring to here? This is what? هُدَى الدَّلَالَ. The guidance of God explaining the truth. But the other huda or hadithu is the huda of what at tawfiq, to make somebody get the pleasure itself to make somebody get it. This nobody can do it except Allah. And that's why Allah categorically told his prophet Muhammad, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهَدِي مَنْ خَلَقْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. You cannot guide whom you will, whom you love. Forget the love that you have for that person. You cannot watch, guide that person, make that person get what? The pleasure of Allah. Who can make that person get the pleasure of Allah? وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. It's Allah that makes somebody get his what? It's pleasure. Someone who does not understand the Quran, they will make contradiction. Allah said, what إِنَّكَ لَا تَعْدِي مَنْ خَبَرْتَ هِيَ. And say in your verse, وَإِنَّكَ لَا تَعْدِي إِلَّا صَرَاطِ. There are no contradictions? No contradictions. The asking here or the huda here is different from what? The huda here. The huda here is huda dalala. The huda in the other side is what? Huda tawfiq. So when we say what? إِذِّنَ الصُّرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Which one are we asking for? Say what? Huh? Tawfiq. That Allah should make us going to pleasure. All we are asking for is huda dalala. Huda dalala first. إِذِّنَ الصُّرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. That is explained to us the right path. So that what we can follow us the right path. Then follow my words with the tawfiq. Now we have to the right path. Make it easy for us to watch, to do so that what we can get your pleasure. Does that mean that what we are not on Buddha? We are not guided? We are not on the right path when you say what is in the world in this thing. Some people do not understand the Quran and say, yes, look at them, they are saying what is in the world in this thing. That means what they are not on Buddha. No. We are on Buddha. We are on the Sirat al-Mustaqim. But the only thing is that what? Sirat al-Mustaqim is just what? Something general. But it has what? Steps. Day in, day out, you need what? You need to watch. You need to do some things. So when you say Hidina Sirat al-Mustaqim, what you are asking for is what? In your day-to-day activities. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you our right in every step that you are taking. For somebody, maybe do something good today, tomorrow it will change. Somebody maybe do something good in the morning, in the afternoon it changes. So when you say what is in us for what of most of it, that is, in all our steps, let us get the right path. In all our steps. And that's why we get to love Allah from Allah. Instead, we ask Allah this. You say, O Muqallib al-Qulub, Thabbit Qalbi ala Dinik. One who changed the heart of it. Make my heart fed on your religion. Because we have examples in God. Examples of those who are upright. But later, they watch, akin to something else. So and that's why we also understand this. Do not be deceived that all we are men of God. We are the pious people. Because the act of the children of Adam, Baina Usbu'ain, Aw Isba'ain, Min Asawbi Rahman. They are in between two fingers of Allah. يُقَلِّبُ رَكِفَ شَاءَ Allah turns them the way he likes. So if you know that what your heart is so feeble, your heart is so weak to this level, why won't you be asking the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every time? And that's the reason of Allah, we do this a lot. We say, Allah, guide me towards the avowed disagreed about. Guide me towards the truth concerning what people are watching, what people are detailed about. So a Muslim should be asking the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ matters a lot. وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ And part of what the Isti'ana is what is dinner for all the Muslims. Some people who call themselves Muslims as well, they went as well. They believe that was no. Allah doesn't have anything to do with you. When you are out, when you go astray, you go astray. And when you are guided, you are guided. It's of your own making for great astray, your own making of what? Be upright. No. The Isti'ana or the arm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala matters. Somebody who is treading the path of what? Of his guidance. If that is what is treading, Allah will assist him on that. فَلَمَّا دَعْمُوا أَطْرَحَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُ When they went astray, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called them to us. وَالَّذِينَ تَعْدَوْا رَادَهُمْ قُدَةً Those who are guided, Allah instills them what? In guidance. So that is what we need the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we say what? If you are guided, it's of your own making. And if you are what? You have been guided, it's of your own making. Allah has nothing to do with it, but Allah has something to do with it. So this is the reputation of those who call themselves the Qadariya. They call them Qadariya because they do not believe in Qadar. And it's also the reputation to those who call themselves the Jabriya. Those who believe that what? The one who is misguided is Allah. He has nothing to that. That he himself has no what? Any contribution to that. No. Some people are misguided because they follow the path of Islam. And Allah has sent them in there. Some people are guided because they want the guidance, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent them on that. So this is the part of Ahlul Sunnah. Not those who say what? We are Qadariya, we are anti-Qadar, we don't believe in Qadar. And those who say we are Jabriya, we believe that what? We believe in Qadar to the extent that what? We believe that what? We cannot do anything. Our case is just like the case of the feather that is being blown by what? The wind. Wherever the wind carries it to. That he goes. Our case is just like somebody who is tied with a tied hand and leg and is thrown into the sea and is told, make sure you are not wet. This is Gabriel, this is where the duty is. In fact, we are just like somebody who is tied, leg and hand, and we are thrown into the sea, and we are not told, do not get wet. So this is the statement of the Jabariya. The Qadariya negated the Qadar. Why Qadar is what? According to what you have written in Aqidah, who can tell us the Marashi of Qadar? The status of Qadar. Who can tell us the Marashi of Qadar?
The أدعيته الإرادة is part of each الكتابة العلم الكتابة الإرادة الخلق الإرادة المشيئة للسلسل الإرادة المشيئة للسلسل That is knowledge of Allah comes first. Then later Allah ordered the Qalam to write what we have known. Then what we have known became what he wished to happen. At the time that he wanted them to happen. Huh? Then when those things happen, they say what it is expansion. So every one of us, when we came out of the vagina of our parents, we came out when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. If Allah did not will at that particular time, this could not have happened. No doctor could have watched, could have made that happen. So this is what al-irada and what al-khalqu. It happened when Allah watched, willed it. But it had been in the knowledge of Allah before what? Before that will. Before the will, there was what? The kitab. Allah had written it down. Huh? That on so and so day, I will be willing so and so, huh? And when I will be on so and so, nothing will happen. Then before Al-Kitaba, that has been watched in the eternal knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously. So these are the stages of Al-Qadr. Al-Ilm, Al-Irada, Al-Ilm, Al-Kitaba, Al-Irada, Al-Khalq. And there is nothing that will happen that was not passed through these four stages. So those who call themselves Qadariyah, they say, we don't believe in what is Qadariyah, they say what is Qadar. And what the most essential aspect of it that they don't believe in what is the ilm. If anything happens, don't tell me that Allah has the knowledge. How has that knowledge? As I'm witnessing it now, that is when Allah is also what? Witnessing it. It's not as if Allah has any foreknowledge of that thing. So as I said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have the knowledge of the kulliyah. So don't talk about kitaba or any more things to watch to be you. And that's why Imam Shafi said what? He said, Nazir al-Qadariyah with ilm. When you want to debate with them, concentrate on the debate of what? The knowledge. They believe in knowledge of Allah. If they submit, then they are actually what? They become what? Simpler. But if they say no, come on, they are too far. So some people they believe that what? Allah does not do things before it happens. It's after it has happened that what? Allah also knows them, just as every man did, who just has a Qadariyah. That's why you call them Qadariyah. Not because they believe in Qadar. It's because they are against Qadar. That's why they are called what? Qadariyah. The Jabriyah, those who because Allah has forced us to do this. And that's why some of them will ask, in kan Allah qaddar alayya fa'ani, if Allah has what? If Allah has decreed all these things on me, Fatima, you are giving me, why is he punishing you then? This is what? A misunderstanding of Qadar. Qadar does not mean imposition. Qadar means what? Knowledge, writing, and what? Irada, and what? Al-Khalq. That is Qadar. Does not mean what? Imposition. But one thing matters, and that's what? How we think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The assistance that Allah gives to his servant when he's treading the right path, and the assistance that Allah gives to somebody who is also treading the wrong path. So whichever path you want to tread, Allah what? One. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us and make us stretch the right path. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. What is sirat al-mustaqim? Sirat al-mustaqim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defines this in the verse Who can tell us that verse? Who in this verse Allah defined it? صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. What is the صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم؟ Allah said, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم, the path of those that you have watched, that you have shown your favor upon. What is that صراط of those that Allah shows his favor upon? That is the verse of the Quran that watch. See, you can tell us that. Huh? Yes, the Surah in the top, is that what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ مَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ. So whoever obeys Allah, obeys His Messenger, فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم فأولئك مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين. So there is no way one can follow the صراط المستقيم except by what? إطاعة الله ورسوله. Obey Allah and obey the Messenger. So when Allah says something and you obey, when the Messenger of Allah says something and you obey, this is the صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم that is being talked about. For somebody, when Allah says something, the Messenger says something, say, okay, Allah said it, but this is what against the Constitution. Or Allah said it, but this is what is draconian. The person is not following the surah of Jazeera al-Amta alayhi. Following the surah of what? Al-Maghdubi alayhim wa al-Dhalim. Ghayr al-Maghdubi alayhim wa al-Dhalim. We don't want the path of those who are what? In cause your anger. Who are those? In Hadith, the Messenger of Allah said, they are the Nasara, the Yahud, the Maghdubi alayhim, the Talud, the Nasara. The Hadith in the Sunnah 3 But who in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is there what? Fadlu Allahu alayhi, Allah is what? Allah is angry with them. Who are those who do? The Jews. In many verses of the Quran, Allah will talk about what? Being angry with them. There are many verses Allah will talk about in the Surah being Dhalul. And you know, when we talk about Dhalul, Dhalul comes, one may have good intention. The person has what? Good intention. That is a sincerity. But what? It's not following what is written down. It's following what is how suggests to him. So what? So implement his good intention. The law comes from this place. The law comes from this place. Having good intention, but following what you have in your head. So what? To implement your good intention. This is where the law comes. And this is where the Christians become what? The guided. They become the known. The law Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sincerely they love him. But what? But they become being guided by not following what the Surah and the last of Quran to them. They became what? Being guided. Thinking using what? Their heads. Using their wings and capacities to just to arrange a ibadah for them. And that's why they elevate the Surah and the last of Quran to the level of what? Hina. And that's when the Messenger of Allah warn the companion of the faithful like this. The Jews, they are not Jewish Arabs. They knew the right thing to follow. But they do not have much good intention. This is the right thing to follow. But they do not have much good intention. And that's why they are enemies of the Prophet of Allah. Killing Prophet of Allah, the Jews. Abusing the prophets of Allah to the essence of calling Prophet Jerusalem, what? The child of a prostitute. So these people, they have what? They have problems in their hearts. Allah will tell them, do this. They will go ahead and watch. Do another thing. And they know that what they've done is the wrong thing. The Nasara, they have good intention. For them, they don't wait to watch, to look at what the Sunnah prayer. They have to watch, you have good intention, you have good intention. They don't do anything and they begin to do. And that's what Allah talked about the Jews. He said, يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلْمَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا وَعَدِهِ. They will change all our ways. No matter what they are practicing. So any person who calls himself a believer, somebody who is supplicating to Allah, Allah Jesus, somebody who is what? Saying in Dina Surat al-Mustaqim, somebody who is saying, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ إِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. At least 17 times in a day. He will not be told that this is what called Allah, called Rasul, and he say, you know, our father, our imam say. And this person is supplicating 17 times at least in a day. So there is what? There is fitna. And that's why Quran says, to supplicate is not enough. But to also back it with action. For Allah, I want knowledge. You want knowledge and you are not easy. For Allah, I want money. You want money, you are not working. For Allah, grant me al-Jannah. You want al-Jannah? No, I'm not al-Jannah. Somebody once went to the Messenger of Allah, said, oh, Messenger of Allah, supplicate that Allah also wants to make me an image of Al-Jannah. He said, A'inni ala dhalika, bikathrati sujood. Assist me in what you have what asked me to supplicate for. By being a lot of what? That is mean praying as well. So prayer is not enough. Muslims today, we are fond of God praying. Allahumma zamir America, Allahumma abdul Turkey, Allahumma without what? Without action. And Allah said, Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma bi qawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim. We are not treading the straight path. And we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to change our situation. That is not possible. Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma bi qawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim. And that's where we must understand this. When we are firm on tawheed, certainly victory is coming to us. No tawheed, what will happen is that what we continue to disagree, we continue to break. وَلَا يَدْرَدُونَ مُخْتَلِفِينَ إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ رَبُّكَ. No, the message of Allah, ask Allah, oh Allah, I want you not what? Not to separate my woman. What did Allah say? Allah said no. Woman what? Will be broken. Broken to the extent that what? There will be those that want to be conflicting with the truth. So the extent that will not pave way for those who are kuffar, who will not be eating them, burning them up. Look at what is happening in Egypt. This is what is a living example. A country of 95% Muslims cannot produce the Sharia of Allah. Not because who are not up to 5% that are giving them problem in Egypt. It is so called Muslims that watch and are giving themselves problems. So the extent that those who were attacking Mubarak before, that so one Sharia, one Islamic state, now they got their constitution produced, nothing has to do with Islamic. So the extent that some scholars have mentioned that this constitution that you want to do a referendum on, there is no difference between this constitution and the 1971 constitution. In fact, this is what? This is worse. And some people are saying they have to start from somewhere. Start from somewhere. When you have majority of the Muslims in what? Majority of those who produce the constitution are what? Muslims. So the minority who are liberal from liberal parties, so the Muslims are so afraid of them to the extent that what they cannot produce the constitution that is what? That is based on the Sharia. This is it. And this is the problem that we are facing. until we come back to the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should not limit it to Ihdina Surat al-Mustaqim, Surat al-Ladina A'amta alayhim, Ghayr al-Maghdubi alayhim, wa la tu'alim without action. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be possible for us to abide by it. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.